So, Peter, is it everything you had hoped it would be, or is it you feel like we have a way to go still?
Performatively, it's everything that I hoped it would be, or at least it's everything that the 3.5 years of development have kind of led me to hope for.
I used the DK1, the first development kit, and I got kind of nauseous a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It had problems. I mean, it was a proof of concept, and they had latency issues, and they hadn't cracked positional tracking or low persistence displays or mitigating judder or, you know, asynchronous time warp, which was John Carmack's contribution to the whole deal. And so there are a lot of things, both hardware and processor side, that are really contributing to kind of a more stable experience. But I guess where I think it falls short, at least on launch day, is the number of experiences that there are for you. When the Gear launched, there were more than 100 things ready in the store.
She's really kind of excited. Hold on a second.
This is the tour.
She's getting the experience. She's walking around. It says you can skip. So we're seeing on the screen what she's seeing in the headset.
Yep, there's an export. And so what she's about to start, this thing called Dream Deck, is actually kind of a remastered version of the suite of demos that Oculus built to show people at the first developer summit that they had at Oculus Connect when they unveiled the Crescent Bay prototype. So what she's seeing kind of was first shown in late 2014, but they've redone a lot of this stuff.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Tommy,
come here, because you're going to have to backstop just in case she falls over or throws up. It's your job. Okay. There you go. Just stand on that side just in case, and we'll make sure she doesn't fall over. So you've got some support behind you, Jessica. Tommy's here. You like cute animals? Who doesn't like cute animals? Oh, that's all. Uh-oh, it went dark. Where are you? Jessica, are you there? It's a saying hello.
Hi.
Can now crouch you hear down.
Him? Crouch down. See, get lower. Oh, you're actually at his height. Peter, I'm thanking you for being here. You're our guide.
There are a couple fun Easter eggs that they snuck in kind of throughout the suite. So if I can point those out, I think.
Please
I think
do. Yeah. This is awesome. This is amazing. There's his spaceship. So you're on a planet now. Jessica, does it feel real? Does it?
It does. It really
yeah?
does.
Yeah? Yeah. Can I get a handheld? Do you guys have a handheld for Jessica?
Tell her to look forward over the edge.
Look over the edge, though. Be careful. You might get a little...
That's so cold.
I'm glad you're here, Tommy.
And then that billboard back over her left shoulder is a little Palmer Luckey cameo.
Oh, look over your left shoulder. Oh, too late. Oh, Palmer's gone. So he's in there, huh?
Yeah, he shows up on a billboard.
Oh, now we're on a street. Oh, maybe he's in this area.
I don't think we can hear what she's hearing.
What are you saying? What are you hearing?
There's a Tyrannosaurus Rex coming straight at
Oh,
me.
No. Does he look dangerous?
Oh, wow. No, he's friendly.
Yeah, real friendly. Is he? So there's audio going on right now.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, she's patting a Tyrannosaurus. That seems like a bad idea. Just challenge it to a push. Oh! Wow.
This is amazing.
So somebody in the chat room, Greenbit, says, I don't think I'm going to wait for the lower price. I'm buying it.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to try it a little bit. I'll try
it. I did notice that, the funny thing about using the Xbox controller is that as soon as you move forward, you feel your stomach immediately go, you know, you're actually...
And that's the problem, isn't it?
You just can't move very much.
It's not like you're moving.
Yeah, you're not moving. So your inner ear is suddenly going, I don't agree.
Yeah, games that utilize the left thumbstick is...
Right.
Most don't. They've learned to stay away from that because offloading locomotion out to something that isn't your body is kind of a recipe for that imbalance and that simulator sickness.
Honestly, I think the right thumbstick has the same issue. If there's two ways for me to turn my head, my viewport, either the right thumbstick mm-hmm. or my face, that to me is a trigger point for my kind of discomfort in VR.
You're absolutely right. I flip my thumbsticks. It is the right. Oh, it's the right thumbstick. That's the poison pen. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's head movement mm-hmm. that really does it. Yeah, this is a good demo, and you should be warned. This is labeled as an extreme In the, like I was going to say earlier, I think Oculus has three different levels of what they rate their experiences at, you know, beginner, intermediate, and intense or extreme, whatever it is. This one is on the high end of that.
This is, you're right. I mean, it's quite vivid, and I agree that the sound makes a difference. I noticed that they had a button for space adaptation syndrome. In other words, if you get queasy, press this button.
I don't know why it worries. It's all above your mouth, so it's
it's
not like you're going to get anything on it.
This is actually a huge improvement over the DK1, I have to say. This is quite remarkable.
DK1 was all off-the-shelf components. I mean, right. This is all stuff that's been custom engineered.
It feels much more like a product. I mean, I think even with the DK2, you felt like it was fine. You know, it was good. It was a good place to play.
So I'm curious to see what you see. Are you getting a vibe as well, Leo?
Pardon me?
Are you getting a vibe as well?
Yeah, I'm getting rumble from the Xbox controller.
No. Are you
am I getting the vibe? I thought you said, am I getting the vibe? Yes, we ordered the vibe. And I know you really like your favorite vibe game is the going to work game.
Yeah, Job Simulator.
Job Simulator, which is a very strange thing to like, but... So I'm just floating around in this thing, huh?
Yeah. Well, there is a game to play. You will eventually run out of oxygen, and the game will be over if you don't.
I better play the game then.
No rush.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
no pressure, but you're going to die.
You're looking for the green blinky things that look like canisters. There's a few of them.
Yeah, I see one of those.
You reach out and grab them with the right trigger. I think is what it is.
Oh, hey, it's over my head. Right trigger?
Yeah, it's the smaller one.
It says X
canister.
To hold.
Yeah, hold
oh,
X.
Crap. Oh, I'm going to throw up. this is way too realistic. Holy moly. All right. So what's interesting is there's also, as I suspected, a little bit of suspension of disbelief, because you can see the screen door effect if you're looking. But pretty quickly, you kind of get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to use the Vive a little while ago, and I did notice that with the controller that you could actually go out and grab with it, that they had there were some really great interactive examples that, you know, I found myself immediately just kind of lost in the, you know, in the process.
Yeah,
the motion controller that the Vive ships with is a big kind of differentiator right now.
Absolutely.
Oculus has theirs that are coming later in the year. They just knew they weren't going to be ready and they wanted to get the product out. So those will be available in a number of months, the Oculus Touch controllers.
And when they showed it, I thought it was going to be silly, but I found myself, they had this thing where the engine comes out, you can open up the engine and work on it and hit things and move things around. And
yeah, that was Job Simulator. You were playing Job Simulator.
Oh, is that Job Simulator? I didn't know what that was.
It's like cartoony graphics and stuff, right?
But it was pretty realistic. It was a big, it was like you're like in a spaceport and you have this huge engine comes out and you can open up the engine and you can, but it wasn't very cartoony. It was
not as good as
robot repair, I think.
Using a Xerox machine and a stapler.
Which you can do in Job Simulator.
Can you chase people around with a stapler?
You can you can Xerox books. That's the only thing.
Xerox books and staple people. Sorry, I'm. That's why I don't have a job.
A survivor has been detected. This is fun. I could see playing this for hours on end,
and then not be.
And then coming into the real world, going, God, I hate my life.
You don't understand. I was an astronaut for the last 2 hours.
I've been an astronaut. I just saved the world. Now I have to empty the trash. Oh, what's happening? What's happening? Oh, this is like gravity. I just got blown out of my ship. Oh, Alex. Oh, don't let go of the rope. Whoa! Okay. Man, oh man, I'm glad I didn't have pickles for breakfast. All right. It says my suit's damaged and my oxygen's leaking.
But other than that, you're doing just fine.
I don't know what I'm doing. I should have memorized these controls.
I'm sure the astronaut thought that too. Before I did the spacewalk, I should have figured out how to get back in.
All right, this is not fun for everybody, but that's but fun for me.